Complete Cavaliers coverage with Wills and Snyder on Cleveland's Morning News, brought to you this morning by Metro Lexus. And every Tuesday morning, we check in with the former Cavs coach, one of the winningest coaches in NBA history, analyst for both the YES Network and TNT, to break it down for us this morning. Mike Fratello. Morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, and even better tonight, because one Tristan Thompson back in the availability. Looks like he's going to come off the bench.
Yeah, but I've got a question. How are we going to use him? You think there's enough room and space and time and minutes for this guy, or what?
It's like we got too much pitching all of a sudden, right? Yes. How do we work all these guys in? That's a good problem to have, Mike.
It sure is. You know, yesterday, looking at the roster, when you think about it, the team we've been starting, Calderon Smith, LBJ, Crowder, and Love, then you back them up with Wade, Korver, Green, and Fry. So I'll throw Osman with that group. So there's two complete teams. And then the third team of Rose, Shumpert, Isaiah, Tristan Thompson, and we'll give them visits if you want. There's three complete teams on this roster that could go out and play against a lot of these teams and have a chance to win in the NBA. It's a nice thing to have. Never have too much pitching, as you know. It's a body that has to be ready, but he's got to be brought along slowly, not to disrupt this great chemistry we have going right now.
Yeah, Mike, you know, you look at that chemistry, and it has really come together with the bench. Dwayne Wade has been magnificent, I think, at choreographing that with Green and Korver, as you allude to it. But Channing Frye has also played so well, and you look at it, that's probably the minutes that Tristan would be getting. Wouldn't they be the same?
Exactly, and I think that's why Tyronn Lue made the statement about, I don't want to break up Korver and Frye. What you have now is you have a Channing Frye who has a restored self-confidence. He knows he's been a major contributor during this streak. He knows what they expect of him. He, along with Korver, when he goes and sets that screen on the opposite side of the floor, away from the basketball, and Korver comes off, if the big man on Frye doesn't help a little bit, most time, Korver's got a good look at the basket. But at that moment, that's when Frye is stepping out behind the three-point line after he screens for Korver. So there's a concern there because Korver will give the ball up willingly to Frye, either stepping back for a three or rolling to the basket. So he presents such a problem. And if you have Tristan Thompson back on the floor, either with Love or with that second unit group, it's not quite the same dynamic. It's not the same offensively.
Well, it is a problem, but it's kind of a nice problem, as Bill said. But really, Mike, with guys in the bench, they really do like to know when they're going to enter the game. They are kind of creatures of habit, aren't they?
They are. They get ready. Their mindset is, I know at about, you know, 6.5, 7 minutes going by, I'm going in for so-and-so. And they're kind of like on edge, sitting there waiting for the coach to look down and point him to go in. And it becomes very disruptive to them if for some reason coach changes without telling them what's going on. I always felt the best thing was tell a guy beforehand. If you're not going to sub early or if you're going to leave him on the bench longer, make him aware of that. So he's not sitting there for an extra 2 or 3 minutes saying, oh, what did I do wrong now? What's going on? How come I'm not in when I'm supposed to be? Could have to do with matchups, could have to do with foul situations. But tell them ahead of time because they're on target. They know what they're supposed to be doing in their mind and when it's supposed to happen.
Mike, let's go back to the starters. We know eventually we're going to see Isaiah Thomas out there. But in the time right now, it was good to see Jay Crowder have a nice finish, hit a big shot on Saturday, also made a couple of big plays defensively. He's a guy that I know that he was not just a throw-in on the deal with Boston. They're expecting big things from him. What have you seen has been his problem in the first third of the season?
I think the good thing we saw, Mike, was his teammates really rally around him when he made that big shot, okay, down the stretch of the last game. And what that tells you is we don't know how much these guys talk to each other, the time they spend with each other in the locker room, on the planes, traveling from city to city. And you could have a guy who really was down on himself because he may have felt, I haven't been shooting well, I haven't been contributing to our team, and we're still winning a lot of games. If I could ever chip in, it might take us to a different level. And they saw him make that big shot. The pass was made. He was open. It was that moment that he had to do it, and he got it done. And I think we saw everybody, you know, kind of rally around him and give him the high fives and give him the hugs and let him know, we know you can do that. We need you to do that for us. So it was a big boost for him as well.
Good take. Mike Fratello on your Cavs. They take on Atlanta tonight and the Lakers. That road show, circus show's in here on Thursday. Window Nation Cavs now with Mike Snyder at 6, tip-off, and then the tip-off at 7 on the Cavs and the Hawks tonight on News Radio, WTAM 1100, home of the Cavaliers. Mike Fratello. Thanks, pal. Have a good day.
Okay, guys, don't look past this team. Look what happened to Boston last night.